It's the Fight Fan with Pete Hoffman time.
Hey, like Roy Jones said, I said, y'all must have forgot. And I see you media people as well with your little clickbait headlines. But trust me, I have to make y'all remember why we the best.
I saw some criticism. People say the punches weren't really necessary.
What do you mean, why were they not necessary?
Because he was already knocked out at that point.
But the referee hadn't pulled me off. And my job is to hit somebody till the referee pulls me off. So to those people, I would say maybe don't watch MMA, go back to soccer.
How good does it feel to be back? History here tonight. I set another record. You know what I mean? I'm very proud of that accomplishment. The UFC, they can strip fighters and give to the fighters, make believe belts in order to replicate my champ status, but they can't give knockout victories across multiple weight divisions. Etch my name in history one more time.
WFAN and Odyssey.com.
I'm on the West Coast side. Mike Tyson should have been here anyway. He's the baddest man on the planet, right? He should have been the one. He should have been the one over here. I'm over here on the rock, huh? You guys caught me under a bad time, but you know what I'm saying? The Rock's cool. I like ballers. You know what I'm saying? But he picked the wrong side. He picked another side, so he could get it too. He could get an ass whipped too, straight up. With all due respect, he could get it too.
I definitely want to defend my 145 belt. And let's see, I'm going to talk to Dana. Dana, tomorrow I'm going to call you. We're going to have a talk. I love you, boy.
The woman is coming tomorrow. And she doesn't know what's coming. Don't blink tomorrow. Believe me, I put such a great job. The woman is coming for you.
Here's your Fight Fan host, Pete Hoffman.
This is the Fight Fan with your host, Pete Hoffman. Follow me at the Hoff WFAN, at the Fight Fan WFAN, both Twitter, at the Fight Fan with Pete Hoffman on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, on WFAN.com, the Odyssey app, all that stuff. This week, we will have Harley Dean. She trained with Guy Metzger. If you guys are a hardcore MMA fans, Guy Metzger is like one of the original like UFC fighters. It's incredible. It's kind of cool, the story. We'll get into that a little bit. This is a huge weekend in particular for MMA. Friday night, Bellator. PFL is going to start next week. They are coming. But huge fight with Kelvin Gastelum, Robert Whittaker. And then the Triller event, which is what it is. It's an event, Ben Askren versus Jake Paul, or Jake Paul versus Ben Askren, whatever you want to do. I did a little preview of the Jake Paul Ben Askren fight on the Moose and Maggie show this afternoon on WFAN. So here it is.
We'll put the Bobcat talk aside for a second because Pete Hoffman is our producer, but he's also resident fight expert at WFAN. I think I can go as far as to say that.
Yes.
Got a fight podcast, MMA, boxing, the whole deal. Mostly MMA, though, and you are here to update us on the latest boxing match that we should be paying attention to?
Yes and no. If you want entertainment, then this is where you're going to go this weekend.
Set it up for us. Who's fighting?
It's Jake Paul. You might remember him from the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. fight. He knocked out Nate Robinson, as we all know. He's fighting a former MMA fighter in Ben Askren. Now, Ben Askren is a wrestler. He's a fantastic wrestler. If this was an MMA match, then Ben Askren would win this hands down. But he's not known for striking whatsoever. So it's actually very interesting that he go into a boxing match. Now, I will say this, though. Besides all the hoopla about who's going to be there, Justin Bieber, Diplo, the Black Keys, Dojo Cat, Pete Davidson is going to be on the commentary team with Snoop Dogg. So it's going to be one of these, you know, crazy.
Spectacle.
Exactly. You're not really there for the fights, but I will say this. It is going to be an interesting fight because Ben Askren, besides the fact that he has trained in combat sports over 15 years, he did train with Freddie Roach. Back in March.
Oh.
So he...
Legendary.
And Freddie gave some really good high praise for his boxing skills. So now he went out on a limb and said that Ben Askren would surprise us and he'd actually knock out Jake Paul. I don't see that happening. But I do say, even though Jake Paul's a favorite, I do say Ben Askren will not get knocked out.
It's an 8-round fight. I say he will not get knocked out, but it'll be fun. It'll be entertaining. Now, as far as the rest of the card, I don't really know a lot of these guys. I know Frank Mir, former MMA fighter, is going to be boxing. I'm not sure if you're into that, but this will be fun. It will be a spectacle, that's for sure.
What are they charging for this spectacle?
It's $50, because why wouldn't you? It's a pay-per-view event. It's Triller. You know, they're trying to be legit. They just announced that Evander Holyfield is going to fight in
Well, that's
June.
A way to get yourself legit.
Yeah.
A 60-year-old Evander Holyfield.
Like, I'd be for the Legends League, though. Like, I would be. I kind of didn't mind Mike Tyson fighting, even though it was an exhibition. I wouldn't mind seeing some of these older guys, if they have the head for it, the not enough brain damage, if they're okay with it. I'd be okay to watch the legends of the sport fight again.
By the way, Pete, I don't mean to interrupt you, but can we turn the lights on in the studio? Because it looks like Pete is talking to us, if you're following on Twitch, like he's in the witness protection program.
You do look like
because you've got the windows out. All you see is your head bobbing
silhouette.
Up and down.
Right? Thank you, Dove. Dove came in. He's come. Oh, no, he's turning off the lights.
Oh, he's just turned the lights off. There. I would like to. Yeah, we're now zooming out.
No, it's he was like on 60 Minutes, but
he's
whistleblowing on some big corporation, so they don't want to show his face.
Yes. So
I do have a face for radio, though. So it's probably better.
We all. But the thing is, so you mentioned all those, Doja Cat and Black Keys, they're all performing?
So Justin Bieber, Diplo, they're expected to perform. And Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, E-40, Too Short, and Pete Davidson are all supposed to be on the commentary team.
Oh.
Ice Cube and Pete Davidson? We thought that Fox had a lot of guys on the set.
Yeah. Listen, there's other people going to be in the crowd, too. Don't forget, there's going to be an audience. Mario Lopez is going to be there.
Of course.
There's going to be some TikTok superstars, Dixie and Charlie D'Amelio, whoever that is.
When does this get going tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, it's going to start at 9 p.m. No, not that late. I mean, they'll probably go on closer to midnight. That's how pay-per-view buys go. But it'll start at 9 o'clock. So
there you go. The lights are now on.
Yeah, thank you.
Just in time to finish this up. Okay, so Jake Paul. We're rooting for this guy?
No. I wouldn't root for Jake Paul. I'm rooting for Ben Askren. And listen, as an MMA fan, like, I'm crossing my fingers. I'm praying that Ben Askren at least puts up like a little bit of a fight, because I really would be embarrassed if he gets knocked out by Jake Paul. Like, I wasn't embarrassed by Nate Robinson, because he's not trained in boxing. You know,
Bad for Nate.
I did.
That was embarrassing.
I felt bad for him, but he's not a professional. Ben Askren is a professional.
Have you heard from Nate since? Is he okay?
I have not.
What did Nate make on that fight? He made over $1 million, right?
I hope so. I mean, to look like that.
To take that kind of humiliation.
Did he cash in on the memes and the gifts? Does he do
so
that?
So do you think, Pete, in your estimation for the Musumagi audience, do you think this will be entertaining enough to invest the $50 in tomorrow night?
I think it'll actually be more of a fight. Listen, Jake Paul is going to be throwing haymakers. He might even tire himself out. He may look like Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. He might tire himself out over 3 or 4 rounds, and then Ben Askren might be able to outpoint him the last 4. It's a possibility. He's not getting knocked out. I don't see Ben Askren getting knocked out.
I wonder if Pete Davidson's going to be good on this commentary.
Snoop Dogg is. You're not going to steal the life from Snoop Dogg. I'm sorry, it's not happening. He's done enough now. He's done UFC fight passes and stuff like that. So Snoop Dogg is a professional. Pete Davidson might be out of his league on this.
Pete, when's your next podcast dropping?
It will be dropping sometime tonight. Today, I have a special guest, Harley Dean. She's of that entertainment world as well, so it'll be a good guest to come on for such a spectacle this weekend.
Good. Pete, good job, brother.
You can catch Moose and Maggie weekdays, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on WFAN and the Odyssey app. Now let's get to Harley Dean, who is our guest this week, and she will get into how she got into MMA, talk about the Triller fights and some other cool things going on in her world. And here she is. Without further ado, Harley Dean.
This is the Fight Fan with your host, Pete Hoffman, on WFAN and Odyssey app. And we are being joined by Harley Dean. It's a huge weekend in MMA and combat
sports. Hey, guys.
What's up? We have UFC fights. We also have the Triller fights as well, with Jake Paul versus Ben Askren. We're going to get into all that stuff. But Harley, how did you get into MMA?
So I'm from Columbus, Ohio. That's basically home capital of Arnold. The Arnold Classic. Growing up in high school, I dated a few people, a few trainers, bodybuilders. So that's kind of where I got like my foot into doing like promotions, handing out t-shirts when events came in. And then it got to the point where I kind of wanted to do like a bikini competition. And I started training. And then I just, I don't know, life kind of hit in and I went a different route. But I've always, I have a lot of friends that are kind of tied into that world.
Well, we were talking off air. You were saying that you started training and you it's amazing the small world that we live in, because for all you UFC fans, Guy Mesger is one of the old school reps of UFC. And how did you get involved with Guy Mesger?
Oh my God. Okay. So amazing, amazing, amazing. Total king. Like so amazing. I had just moved to Dallas and I'm looking for like jujitsu, martial arts. Cause when I was living out here in Cali, I used to ride motorcycles, the whole nine yards. I was doing Brazilian jujitsu. So basically when I landed in Dallas, I'm like, I was doing the whole domesticated housewife thing, and it went pretty well, but I needed to still be badass. Like I either needed to go to the gun range, fuck some shit up some way, or punch it out. I needed to do something.
So you went and you decided to punch it out.
Yeah. And so I found this, this gym, and long behold, it's Guy. And he's just asking like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know what I want. I just know that I do want to fight. And it was literally to the point where we were talking about going and making it like a step further for me to possibly do, you know, a couple of competitions. Cause that's what his gym is about. And, I was going pretty strong, and then, got a little bun in the oven. So had to postpone that quickly. But it was so cool to be hands-on and to literally see how serious he is about his art, because that's what it is. It's art. And just like his movements, his techniques, his grapples, being one-on-one, like a couple of like, you know, other techniques that he taught me. I feel so honored and privileged to be able to say that I trained with him, and I did. And it was so amazing. I just wish that he was here in Cali and not in Dallas.
Do you still train now, even though you're not in Dallas anymore? You still train?
And that's the thing. I've been trying to, but COVID just hit. So right. Where I'm from, where I just came from, Columbus, Ohio, I think it's red state. So everything's open, gym, everything's open. And so I come here and everything's closed.
Right.
The gym that I'm at right now just opened up a little bit with a couple of the policies, and I'm like, I'm doing 20 minutes on the bike, and I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm like feeling it. I have like music in my ear, and I have like my mask like down, like below my face. And then I get like a tap on my shoulder, excuse me, ma'am. And I'm like, oh, it's just not the same. Yeah. But once everything's like, you know, officially, it's never going to be normal. Back to like a new state of improving. I feel like COVID improved a lot of people being cleaner. But yeah, once everything's up and going, I do want to get into some type of training. It just feels so good.
Get the Peloton. You're not rocking a Peloton?
Yeah. I mean, if I can get a sponsor, definitely, for sure.
Let's go. I'm sure we can make that happen, no? let me ask you a question. So how did you get into the industry? And how has the industry affected you?
Okay, I like that. Affected me as in give me...
Well, let's put it this way. So you had a child. Was the child before you were in the industry or after?
After.
Okay. So, yeah. But all right. So when you first, like, you know, growing up, getting, you know, I'm sure you had aspirations of being a doctor or whatever what it was. And all of a sudden you got into the industry. How did that make you feel walking through the street? How did that hanging with your family? Give me that, how it affected your everyday life.
So, it kind of like, all right, I'm pretty crazy, so try to keep up with me, okay?
So I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. And the way that my family found out, somebody had tagged a post of me to my brother's Twitter. And then it just blew up. It happened. After that moment, I've never cared about what anybody had to think about me. I was always the new girl growing up, tough skin, you know, all that shit. So once that happened and once it got out there, so I got held back a year in high school, started dancing in high school, got into an argument with a friend, and she was the only person that knew that I was dancing. She went to school and told everyone that I was fucking my customers. And this is, but listen, this is so ironic and this is so crazy. It hurt me. It hurt my heart so bad because I was just dancing. I wasn't fucking customers. So I'm sitting at the bar. I think I'm like 18 and a half, about to turn 19. Adam and Eve, somebody representing Adam and Eve comes into the bar. And they give me a card and they're like, you should do porn. You're so pretty, da, da, da. And I'm like, ain't this some shit? And I was like, okay, thanks, sir. Went back to school and it was hell. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. If they're going to say this, then I'm actually really going to go and do porn. I'm going to dive into it. Lost that card, ended up finding,
Awesome. Okay.
Lost the card. But listen, everything happens for a reason. I lost the card. And ended up back on Craigslist. So this was, I think, before the Craigslist killer was all fucking everywhere, killing people and shit. So I got on there. I found a modeling agency. Go down there, walk into this house, and I'm just like, this is a party house. I'm like, this is not it. There's stuff going on the news about the industry, and I'm just like, heart attack. I'm like, okay, this isn't it. So I went back home. I started dancing at Sirens off of 161. So that's the club that good old Stormy Daniels got in that situation.
Okay.
So I go back there. I'm still, you know, I'm dancing, and then I find another agency. Basically that agency was more of like a that agent cared about his girls. It wasn't a party house. It wasn't like a high school competition. It was professional. So I went with them. And then that's when Harley was created. So after going through all of that, I kind of felt like, I don't know, like a fucking boss. I'm like, damn, after going through all of that. And I grew up on fictional role models. So this is when I said I might sound crazy. So being around all of these men in the industry at that time, I was 19. I was seeing things that I'm like, okay. So I picked up this persona and I'm like, you know what? I feel like Denzel Washington, an American fucking gangster. And that's great the
movie.
Way that I'm
great fucking movie. Sorry. Yes.
And I'm like, and that's the way that I'm gonna roll this out. And fortunately I have a strong backbone because of all the shit that I've been through in life. God's blessed me to be this strong. And so me beeping and bopping through the industry, some agents didn't want me to work with them because I'm so headstrong and they knew that I wasn't that type to play with. So with all of that being said, leading back to the question that you asked me, it's all about how you can handle yourself at the big table, because this isn't high school. Like this is the big league, and it's all about what you can bring to the table, if you can mentally stay at the table, and not only that, but if you can play the game that the fucking table's playing.
Right. No, that's for sure. Now let me, okay, so here's the issue that I not the issue, but the concern I have. Because first of all, you're very independent, you're very strong, we get that. But in this world today, there's so much access to people, it's so free, you have OnlyFans. When did you decide that that was the best route for you, and how has that helped your career? Has it hurt it in any way?
No. If anything, OnlyFans has been one, it's kind of been a like a wild card to the industry. I honestly can't tell you who developed it or who made it.
but I feel like they've seen all the fuckery going on. The fact that a lot of models don't have royalties, you sign a contract, you're stuck in it. So I think whoever made this kind of like dropped it and was like, yeah, you're welcome. All of these models can actually have a platform to, what are we, we're in this battle, this little war about freedom and freedom of speech. So literally, I think I signed up for OnlyFans back in 2014. So it's been around.
Oh, wow.
This thing's been around for a while. But no, it's giving so many models in my industry, male, female, cam girls. It's giving everyone, and not even cam girls. Like, can we talk about Bella Thorne? So cute. She's out here, like, you know, literally claiming herself, like owning herself and making her own videos and her own content because she has her own voice and she has a platform to where she can. With COVID has definitely, I feel like, kind of panicked the mainstream companies, because we have our own union basically now, and we're here to help each other out. Because I feel like a lot of the entertainers in the industry are fed up of being divided. Because when we all get together, we're all friends at the end. And it's like what they see outside of like social media, they're trying to divide. But like once everyone's literally hanging out, like at like an AVN party or, a casual gathering for us, for people like us, all that shit's out the window. So with that being said, like, I feel like it's brought everyone closer because they're doing their own thing. They're shooting their own content. They're making their own hours. They have literally their own cojones to say, you know what? No, I don't want to shoot for this company. Or you know what? I don't want to do anal. I'm going to go fucking buy a dildo, do anal, and make a shit ton of money on my own. How about that?
well, that's the crazy thing is because, you know, you talk about COVID right now being a major factor. You know, again, the protocol to like be on set, I'm sure, has changed. But also we talk about too, like you talked about dancing back in the day. And like, I'm always like, I work in the city. I work downtown. I drive by like the Hustler Club on the West Side Highway. Go, how are they making money? How can they be making money?
And I know, rest in peace. He just passed away.
No, when?
Larry?
Yeah.
Larry passed away like a few weeks ago.
No, I missed that. Uh-huh. Are you kidding me? Oh my
God. Yeah.
We're just talking about him. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. I totally missed mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So, but. How are they staying alive? How are those clubs staying alive?
They're not. And that's the thing, is because like I feel like these companies, and especially right now with all of, there's so many lawsuits going on right now with other companies and tube sites and this and that. Yeah, they're fucking panicking right now. Everyone, all the bigger higher up companies are pretty much panicking right now. And I feel like, I'm sorry to say this, but I feel like it's the male companies. Now the female companies, they're pretty much, they're like, they're back here like smoking their cigarettes. Like, yeah, we knew this was going to happen. So you ladies ready? Putting their cigarettes out. And that's, I feel like that's whoever made like, you know, OnlyFans is to be able to have that kind of platform.
Have that power. But
it's all about, knowing your worth and being able to stand up and kind of claim what's yours. Like, you know, we can be our own producers, make our own money, have our own content, have our own legalities and royalties. I'm launching my own production company, and I have a nonprofit geared towards helping and saving women and children, because I've been so blessed to be in the situations that I've been in to kind of like create the future and lead a legacy.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Wait, do you want to promote the nonprofit or?
Yeah. my nonprofit is called Missions 007. Your girl's on a mission to save the world. My production is Harley's Angels. So it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be really, really, really big. And I can't wait to ride with it. It's going to be badass.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, do you have friends that were never into the adult film stuff, but were dancers?
Yeah.
how have they? I mean, it's a struggle. So what are they doing to survive? Like that's my concern. I have a major concern for that. So how are they surviving?
Listen, that's so ironic.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough.
It is tough. So and then it's also like a fucking psychological thing too. Like I just don't understand it. So a friend of mine for 10 years, we've been friends for 10 years. I invited her out. I'm like, hey, let's like my dumbass. Like I'm such like, I'm such a lover. And so I'm like, let's go horseback riding and we can go and get dinner and, you know, we can come out, hang out. If you want to shoot content for OnlyFans, you can do it. If not, either way, mommy's shooting. I have to shoot. This is where the money maker's coming in. So let me know. And she decided to go out and party and out in Vegas. And it's just like, I feel like a lot of like, that's where like sociology comes in and the brain activity comes in. And it's called CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, because all of this shit's switching. Instead of making 10 grand sitting on a fucking couch with her titties out on my live, she went out to go hang out and do like a hosting party and get paid $1,500. I'm like, okay, that's great. I'm like, I love you long time. But I feel like right now everyone's having an identity crisis, especially the clubs down here in LA, the promoters, the real like socialites, like, you know, like they don't fuck, that's they're broke as shit. Nobody has any money. And then those were the ones that were talking all kinds of shit for us girls that were working in the industry. And now you guys want to hop on over. I feel like a lot of it is fighting your ego. If you can literally get over yourself to sit down and do the work, make the content, make the fans, because it's so quick just to put on your makeup real quick, go change, go where it's like dim lighted and shake your ass and like make a couple of bucks. There's a lot of work that goes into OnlyFans. It's a full blown, it's not even a 9-to-5. Let's just say it's a multi-billion dollar company right here. So it's definitely not a 9-to-5. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand like the blood, sweat, and tears that goes behind it. You have to be mentally strong. You have to be physically strong. You either have to know how to run all the messaging, the ins and the outs, all of the numbers, all of that. And a lot of women, such as my friend, is like way too prideful or jealous and just doesn't want to do that. I don't get that.
But that's a lot, because I'm about to ask, like, what is the, like, if I sign up, right, you're interacting with every single one of your fans at all times. Is it that close of a connection?
Yes.
That's nuts.
It's nuts, but that's the amazing thing about it.
I don't even want to talk to my kids every day.
Right? My daughter's at daycare.
There you go. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. You know what's up. That's crazy. So you're literally, literally you're losing out on money right now because you're talking to me. I feel so terrible. But we're going to promote this. And then we're gonna promote the heck out of this, so you're going to get tons of fans. Trust me. Let's go.
There we go.
So listen. All right. So let's get to the real. I have you here. It's not just for your stardom, what you do. The adult world, but I have you here because you're a big MMA fan. So yeah. you trained, but when did you really start to become a fan of MMA?
I think when Ronda kind of basically took it over back then, because I feel like around that time, that's when all that stuff had happened to Christy Mack. So right. I'm like, damn. And then here comes this woman literally, you know, going crazy. And just to see her, just to see what Christy Mack had went through. And the crazy thing is, it's all about love. We just want love so bad. And it just, you know, that's a thing. It's a thing that we're kind of fed into in society, but we're not fed to love yourself first. But anyways, so all of that had
a whole different discussion.
I know, right? Yeah. I really bad ADHD and the Red Bull's kicking in.
Let's go.
So just to see Ronda come in and literally sweep house and not fucking take no for an answer, that was empowering. And I'm like, this woman, I'm like, that's so empowering. So it was so neat. And that's when I literally kind of fucking put on like my high heel boots, got on my motorcycle, went for a ride. I'm like, yeah, I want to start boxing. Like I have so much going on inside that I want to let it out in a good way and also help other women too.
That's awesome. So who is your favorite fighter besides Ronda currently right now? Because Ronda, I think, is, well, she was WWE for a little bit. She kind of hung him up for the moment. But who,
right, yeah. What's going on with her right now?
Listen, she did the WWE stunt. She got a ton of money off of that. I think she had a kid, maybe two, and I'm not really sure where she's at. And I don't know if she – listen, after taking a beating from Holly Holm and Amanda Nunes – I don't think I'm ever going to see her back in the cage. I just don't see that happening. You know, I'm surprised to see Misha Tate come back. That to me is crazy. You know, Misha, old school, coming back for another championship run, trying to at least. But, I mean, I think Ronda, if anything, might do like a couple stints here and there through WWE. That's what I expect. You know what I mean?
Who is the female that's been literally not like destroying faces? I think she's Latina.
Well, Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes, she beat Cyborg. She, I'm trying to think who else she's beat.
No, I thought it was, I don't think Amanda is, she's full female, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm talking about, I can't think of the name.
Fallon Fox?
Yeah, what the heck?
See, I'm not a fan of that. Like, okay, I have an issue with that. Like, I don't know about – I'm all about equality, empowerment, all that stuff. But you can't be a former male and then get into a cage with women and then literally beat the crap out of them. And I've had – there's someone who actually beat her. I forgot who it was. It wasn't Kat Zingano, but it's somebody that actually beat her in a fight. But someone that Fallon Fox knocked out was like – it was like a guy. It's a guy hitting you, you know?
Yeah.
It's not cool.
That's insane. I mean, I'm full all the rights, but they're, you know, protocols, all that kind of stuff. Should be somewhere.
Yeah, that can't happen. I mean, listen, I'm okay with having like a whole tranny type of like league, if that's what you want to do. You know, like all for it, you know, but I can
totally different things.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, the point is though, I can't have a male versus a female. Like that just it. There's a reason for it. There's a reason why it can't happen. Like there was all that talk back in the day of Ronda Rousey can knock out Floyd Mayweather, but the reality is it's just not going to happen. That, you know.
Are we tequila right now?
What is that?
You said that. I'm like, should we start drinking tequila now?
Oh my God! Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
So what do you think of the PFL announces for the 21 heavyweights for women?
I didn't see that. Which ones they got? I didn't see it. You're going to break a news for me over here?
Maybe. Well, this came out February 9th, so I don't really know. Let's see. This is male.
So the PFL, for the PFL, let's see what they got. Well, you got it's not heavyweight. It's is it the featherweight?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah. So you have Harrison, what's her name? What's her first name? Kayla? Now I'm bugging out. Kayla Harrison, she's in it. Who else is in there?
Well, the women's lightweight, right? So we have I'm worst at pronouncing, okay? I diagnosed myself with dyslexia.
Well, listen, here's the thing. First of all, before we even get into fighters, like I'm like a hockey fan too. So first of all, when it comes to certain names, you just do your best. Run with it. Yeah. You know, it's easier hockey because they have numbers.
What do you think, Elena?
Of who?
Elena Kolonovsky.
See, I don't know her as much. I don't know the PFLs as much. I know, obviously, I know Kayla Harrison. We know. I know who just went over there? The big fighters. Well, Chris Wade's my boy. He's over there. Not a featherweight, but a lightweight. Anthony Pettis went over there. See, Anthony Pettis, he's huge. That's a big move for them. I'm trying to find the women over here. You stumped me over here. I should be stumping you.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
What's going on? Where are we at? I'm trying to get, see. I'm going through the roster list right now.
So hot Denise.
Who?
Zambon.
Hold on. Give me 30 seconds because I'm looking at all the dudes right now and I don't see many hot guys. Hold on. Here we go. They're all mixed up.
Gosh, she's.
Who do you have? Denise who?
It's Denise Zambonaga.
Denise, I should have brought my iPad out for this.
Z-A-M-B-O-A-G. Wait, see, I'm fucking dyslexic.
Clarissa Shields is there, which is nuts. That is crazy. Do you know Clarissa Shields? She's a Clarissa Shields, look her up. She's a badass boxer who is fighting, I think, in June. I forgot her opponent. She is ridiculous.
Chloe D. How do you spell it?
Clarissa is C-L-A-R-E-S-S-A Shields. Yeah, she is like legit. She's a killer boxer, but she's doing MMA now, and that's gonna be like she's gonna crush it. She'll knock somebody's heads off. But I don't know what her MMA background is. I don't know what her like wrestling or her jiu-jitsu training.
When's
is.
Her next game?
June. I think she signed on for a June 6th card. June 5th.
Is that Vegas?
What's that?
Would that be in Vegas?
I don't know. You know, PFL is normally isn't they? Are they normally Connecticut? Not Connecticut. They're Atlantic City, if I'm correct. See, hold on a second. My phone's bugging out right now. It's not giving me a really good search engine right here. I'm not happy about that. See, now are you? Let me ask you a question. When you were into the fighters, are you looking at like record, height, weight, or are you looking at like what do they look like? Are they hot or not?
I just recently got into it, so I did sport. I dated a really known bookie back in Vegas, and so I'm just picking up on a new hobby. So it's basically like I'm learning it all over again, and I just want to go with whoever is really about it. Like, you know, if I can look at you and see your videos, and I know that you're about fighting versus looking at somebody that's fighting only for an image, turning this way, you know, to get what do they call that, like clout or anything like that.
Right.
I think it's a little bit deeper than that, just to see who's really there for the win.
So that's a good question from you now, because like this weekend, the Triller, it's Ben Askren versus Jake Paul, who Jake Paul, you know, everyone knows the Paul brothers, but is this more of this is going to be such an entertainment type of event. It's not about the fight.
It's over now. So of course.
Yeah, exactly. So like, are you excited about this though? Are you about like the fights with this? Are you excited about like watching what they're going to pull off?
Up to be a ring girl. I want to maybe possibly do that. Like, and this is something like I've always wanted to be like in the mix. Like it's nitty, it's gritty, it's badass, it's Fight Club. And like, that's, I love that shit. Like I live for that. Like I live for, I don't know, just badassness, the adrenaline rush. I love it.
Are you, I mean, listen, have you gotten many fights? I mean, you've trained, but have you fought yourself?
Yeah. I've only had one person hit me in my face, and that was someone in high school,
How did that end?
She split my shit. She rocked me. Oh. I've never seen blood before. That got me good, and that's when I basically started like kickboxing a little after high school. That was the fucking bitch that snitched on me for being a stripper in high school.
Screw her.
We had to fight.
Yeah, no, you definitely had to. Hey, but listen, your career has soared since then. Am I correct?
Oh my God, yeah, yep.
So listen, you are into MMA, you're into boxing, you're into all this combat stuff. But what else are like? What other sports are you really into? Like, and what drives you to watch the fight? Are you into there because you want to see people get knocked out? Are you in there because you just want to hit a bet? Like, what exactly drives you more than anything else?
More than likely, I just want to. I want to see where that money's going. I want to see where my bets are going. And if I pick the right one, if I pick the good winner, if I picked the right one. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Who do you got this weekend? Like, so you have Jake Paul versus Ben Askren. Who's your money on? Because I think Jake is like a 225 favorite.
See, I haven't even taken a look yet. I haven't. Wow. I know.
I'm disappointed with that. I thought you were gonna give me some picks. I need some help.
I know.
My picks last week. My picks last week were okay. I'm like hanging around 60%. I picked every single UFC card. I was like 60% last week, which is not bad.
Are there going to be any matches like that we can actually go to?
Well, yeah. First of all, not this weekend, but next weekend. It's Florida, Jacksonville. They're opening up. So sold out. 15,000 people. It's Jorge Masvidal. Let's go. It's Jorge Masvidal versus Kamaru Usman. It's the rematch. So that's happening next week.
Big. Yeah.
That's going to be huge. Who do you got? More Masvidal or Usman?
I don't know. That was tough because I don't want to say anything. I don't want to stick myself in a corner. That one was tough. I want to see who's going to be spiteful. Or who's going to come back and be revengeful and actually steal the show?
Well, listen, Masvidal came in last time. Short notice was cool about it, but I mean that's impossible. Kamaru Usman is legit one of the best wrestlers out there, especially for the 170 division. So, if Masvidal, I don't know if his game plan is going to change enough to win this, but it should be better than last time. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a better, more competitive fight. So that's what I'm looking for. But I'm also looking to see a packed house. Like, I think there's going to start being some fights. I think who is the heavyweight?
What is the CDC saying about protocol measures? And
well, Florida doesn't give a crap. You know that.
I do. When COVID fucking first started, I was in Miami for like 6 months. I had to for my mental. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be cooped up where I was living in Ohio for that long. But yeah, I just think it all depends on the protocol. Whoever you guys have running that.
What are you, have you gone to anything live? Because there's, I don't know if the UFC has done it, but or they're going to start doing it. They have like a very limited crowd. As soon as you can, are you going to get back into an event?
Yes. Yeah. ASAP. I have like outfits already picked.
That's awesome. What is the first event you're going to try to get to? I mean, does it make a difference what it is, or you just don't even care at this point in time?
I don't even care. I just want to go see people and just give hugs and just be nice. Like, that's what I'm about.
We opened up because, again, I'm in New York, so we opened up Citi Field, Yankee Stadium just opened up. We got baseball. We had, I think, 8,000 fans. That's the capacity at Citi Field. I went. My wife took me for our anniversary. It was awesome. It was great. Yay. We went to nosebleeds. I spent like $200 for freaking nosebleeds. But I was like, whatever. I don't care. I'm just back in the stadium. The lines were small, but the weather was nice. It was worth it. You know what I mean? So you just got to take it. You got to do what you can. So yeah, that's all we're talking about, you know, just get back out, just a new reality. Cause again,
what's the first one you're going to?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Obviously if it's something local, it's easier. I would like to go to AC. There's a PFL events down there that I want to go to, but also Bellator is always up at Connecticut. So I don't mind driving to Mohegan Sun too. So I probably wouldn't be surprised if I made my way to a Bellator event pretty soon. But UFC, I mean, listen, if they had an event here in 3 weeks, I'd go. I definitely would go. I don't know if I'm going to go out to Vegas just yet because flights, you know, my whole – I work an everyday job. I work at a radio station. Sports talk radio. That's what we do, sports talk radio. Yeah. So I'm here 5 days a week. The process to get back in the building is a pain in the butt. So I don't really want – I don't even cross borders. I don't go to Connecticut. I don't go to Jersey. I stay right here. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's – I'll go. As soon as it's back in New York, I'm definitely going, 100%. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What else you got? What else – anything else you want to promote? You want to tell the people?
Yeah, I'm just coming out with my own production. Harley's Angels is going to be pretty badass. I have some very, very interesting dynamics that I'm putting into the industry. And not even that, but I have a whole roster of your favorite talent, all your hot girls. It's all going to be there. Empowering women in this, residuals, contracts, the whole nine yards. And it's something that's never been done before. And I'm really excited. I know a lot of these other companies are pretty nervous to see, but it's happening. So as of right now, I'm doing little teasers on my Twitter. So you can catch me on Twitter. So it's Too Much at Once with four O's. And then also my handy dandy OnlyFans, if you guys want to get some content from there, that's Harley Dean XXX, Harley Dean with three X's.
Beautiful. That's awesome. Harley, you're awesome. Loved hanging with you. Loved talking to you. I'd love to do it again.
This is so cool.
Yeah. And listen, again, like I, as I said, like I would love to have you on one of these round tables to be part of a big thing. It's fun. You know, that's all we're having to do.
Let's make it happen. Gotta make it happen.
Let's go.
Wait, you're in New York? Okay, I'm gonna be coming in New York maybe in like a few weeks. Maybe me and your wife can go out to dinner.
Hell yeah. That's okay, fantastic. Cool.
Hell yeah. Okay, I like that.
Harley, I really appreciate the time. You're so Yay. Fantastic.
All right. Bye guys. Thank you so much. See you soon. Mwah.
Thank you again to Harley Dean for hopping on. I appreciate the time. Follow me at the Hoff WFAN. At the Fight Fan WFAN on Twitter. We will be giving you picks for the UFC event, for the Triller event, at least between Jake Paul and Ben Askren. And just follow me for all the other things. And everyone's going to be involved with their picks as always. Looking forward to next week when we have a huge, huge fight card for you in the UFC world. We will talk again next week. Thank you very much for following me at the Hoff WFAN, at the Fight Fan WFAN. See you guys next week.